If you don't have an email list, then you don't have a direct line to your customers. Reaching your clients, audience, supporters, and fans with the right message at the right time in the right place becomes easy when you've got a strategic email list in place. My email list is the number one way I drive profits in my business. And major bonus here, it's a lot easier and way more fun than you might think. That's why I'm teaching a free live workshop all about growing your email list called From Zero Subscribers or Zero Strategy to an Engaged Email List That Lasts. I'll show you how to kick off your email list building strategy with no fear, because I know it can be scary to start something new in your business. Save your virtual seat at growanemaillist.com. Inside of my free live workshop, you'll learn why email marketing is 10 times more effective than posting on social media, my secret to sending out weekly emails without adding a ton of work to my plate, my best tips for getting people to hit subscribe, and what to actually say to them to convert them from subscribers to paying clients and customers. Save your seat now at growanemaillist.com. That's growanemaillist.com to get started with an email list strategy that drives real results. I'll see you at the masterclass. We owe it to ourselves to try, to live our lives out loud, to honor our bodies, to find joy in each and every corner of the day. Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. Dear listener who has a big, scary, compelling, maybe butterfly-inducing idea on your heart, but you're not quite sure how to start or what it looks like to even reach your end goal. Fear can feel like a person, right? Like we might feel like sometimes it's in the driver's seat of our car, like in total control, or sometimes it's giving us outdated Garmin GPS directions, calculating route. Or sometimes it's changing the radio station and the voices we hear, but it's almost always a passenger of some kind, present, plugged in, a part of the journey. I've given a lot of power in my life to fear, and it's shown up with many different faces and voices over the years. It's been that quiet fear that knocks on my chest, whispering things like, "But what if this happens? Remember last time?" I've also experienced it more than enough times as an overwhelming fear that paralyzes me in my place. Actually, there are moments where the fear feels totally foreign, like, "Wait, what are you doing here? Who invited you?" And other times where I'm like, "Oh, you again. I was wondering when you'd show up." No matter which version of it I'm encountering, it can often have the same effect. The fear causes me to pause, to hold back, to doubt and second guess my next steps. But here's the deal slash disclaimer. Fear isn't necessarily bad. Fear from falling off a cliff keeps me safe and away from the edge, right? Fear can be a quick poke of the hand of wisdom that says, "Hey, I'm just looking out for you." But I have to admit that an overcorrection from fear, worry turning into anxiety, or letting how the past played out inform how I see the present, turn what could be a great thing for me to reach for into what feels like sticking my hand in front of the mouth of a viper. It has held me back from taking steps I know I want and need to take, making me stay stuck, stay still. I'm not sure if it's the Enneagram 3, the achiever in me, or what, but I'm tempted to be the kind of person that lives fearlessly, like a constant loop of only the confident Taylor Swift songs. But I would be lying through my teeth if I told you that I've never been scared. I get scared a lot. Scared of not being enough, of not doing enough, of not being worthy enough. Scared of failing my family, scared of not being a good leader for my team, scared of just meaninglessness in the work that I do. Maybe scared of success sometimes. The thing is, I'm sure I'll feel that familiar fear in my chest in some ways for lots of pieces of my life. That's just the reality and the gift of being an alive human being. I'm thinking that has always been the case for our species. And the truth is, I'm getting comfortable with this passenger, but only since I've learned how I am able to put her in her place. Easier said than done, of course, but it's possible. She can sit right next to me, but she will not grab hold of the wheel again. As realistic as fear showing up in our lives is, whether for good reasons or not, it doesn't have to be in control. It should not be your main source of guiding light. It's not the needle on your compass. It does not need to be the massive burden that keeps us from doing what we want to do. Life is way too short for that. And I know you likely feel the same way. Not too long ago, I found myself in a conversation with someone talking about all the things she wanted to do if she could. She'd start a business, she'd quit the job she not so secretly hates, and she'd finally go all in on her big dreams. She had a hopeful vision of this future for herself, talking about super specific details that she wanted to make happen. For that moment, when she shifted her focus back to the life that she truly wanted, it wasn't blurry. It was clear, it was compelling, it was honest. I listened wide-eyed and I wanted her to have it too. And then when I asked why she wasn't already doing those things or what was between her right now and the person she wanted to be someday, she told me she would when she had more time. More time. I asked her, "Do you think it's true that you don't have time? Or is it more about the fear of what might happen if you made the time and really went for it?" As we dissected that idea and got past some of the thorns of defensiveness that naturally show up in all of us when we're feeling stuck, we found the culprit, the driver at the wheel. It was fear. It's always fear. Fear gets in the way every single time. Fear of failure, fear of success, fear of not knowing the next steps, fear of messing up along the way, fear of being seen while we're messing up. Like, there's so much fear. What would we actually do if we went for our biggest dreams and then, lo and behold, we failed? It didn't work. It didn't pan out like we thought. Whether it's by our own hand or not, wanting something big and meaningful to us and real and potentially not getting to have it or losing it once we do might make us afraid to even want it all. On the other hand, what if we went for our big hopes and dreams and they came true? I've actually polled hundreds of women and found that we tend to be just as afraid of success as we are of failure. Fear is that fork in the road that stops so many of us from following our dreams because we're afraid to simply choose a path, from making huge changes in our lives and from becoming who we really want to be deep down. Fear is that step over the line of no going back that so many of us are scared to cross over the threshold because the other side, it happens to be uncertain, unknown, uncharted. If you're nodding your head along with me because you get it, I promise you so, so much that I understand all of this in a million ways. Years and years ago, before I had created my courses, I did one-on-one mentoring with local photographers. I'd been working through and digging up my own deeply rooted scarcity mindset and saw that my methods of starting and growing my own business could actually help other photographers. Because for so many of us, like our jobs and our work, there's so much more than what meets the eye. So I started offering hour-long, half-day, full-day mentor sessions where I'd answer questions, share my processes, and let others know how I did literally everything. Months after one mentorship session in particular, I got an email from a potential client who had reached out to both myself and a photographer I'd mentored, and she recognized that the other photographer had ripped off every single bit of my pricing guide and inquiry form and undercut my prices. I remember feeling so shocked and so sad that this had happened, and the other photographer, once called out, apologized profusely for her mistake. I genuinely felt so burned. Here, I showed someone my process. I handed over all of the hard work only to have it ripped off and used against me. I know I'm not alone in this happening to me. It happens to a lot of creators, and frankly, it sucks. It's gut-wrenching and takes the wind right out of your sails in every way. This incident, this one incident, held me back from teaching for years. It quickly put fear back into my heart and pulled me down into that scarcity mindset that told me I needed to stay quiet. I needed to covet my secrets and to not teach or share with the world the things that I really wanted to. Fear held me back from pursuing what I knew I wanted to do next. I wanted to keep growing my mentorship and education because I loved doing it. But that one bad experience from my past had shaped so much of what I believe to be true about my present and my future. It's wild when we go through something like that. Maybe on paper, it feels like just one thing, perhaps inconsequential in the bigger picture of life and a career. But then that one thing ends up being a domino in a row of many. So for me, overcoming my fearful mindset around sharing my work and creating things that I could and should give to the world without worry, the what ifs, the probably so's, and getting really truly quiet with myself in order to understand how I was holding back my ability to impact was vital. I really had to do that work on purpose, not on a whim. And when I asked myself what the potential outcomes would be if I stayed quiet and just did my own thing versus sharing my methods and experiences with the world, I realized that I'd rather look fear directly in the face and go for it than play small any longer. As you can tell, for today's episode, I wanted to do something a little bit different. I wanted to sit down and write an open letter, podcast style, of course, to each and every one of my friends listening today or whenever you need to listen to this that is living in fear of starting. I'm going to give you a disclaimer here, though. I'm not saying that everyone listening is fearful of starting a business or taking an entrepreneurial leap. That stuff's not for everyone, and I get that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But I'd hazard a guess that most of us here are in fear of starting something, doing something, becoming something, or simply just trying something that could get really tough. I'll leave the defining of that something up to you. But starting to make a move towards those somethings, that's how our lives begin to change and break our old, unneeded molds to make new ones. And usually those things become the pillars of strength that we all deserve to help hold us up. So to you, as you are in the middle of the waiting, hoping for a sign to jump into the next thing, to stop stalling at the fork in the road and pick the path that has been pulling your attention. And if you just so happen to fall in this afraid of starting category, this is what I hope you know. You crashed into this world from a cozy spot somewhere within your mother. And I say this as a reminder, really, that the first action we all ever took on this earth was leaving a comfortable, protected nest to face the world head on. How wild and beautiful and weird and unbelievable and totally normal is that? It's brave, regardless of whether or not you had the choice or if you remember those first few moments. Then you grew. You grew up little by little. You faced really wonderful moments, and I'd bet that you faced some significantly hard ones. In fact, you might feel like your life thus far has been a whole late-night infomercial-worthy 12 CD set collection of really tough moments. You're still brave, regardless of whether or not you had the choice. You are brave anyway. You've been brave every step of the way. That's why you're still here. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/gold to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/gold. Terms and conditions apply. When it comes to content creation, you either do it because you love it or because you know it's a powerful business tool. Now, either way, it takes a ton of work. Whether you're building your website from scratch or struggling to manage payments, you need Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate one-stop shop that's been my go-to for almost a decade. Yes, nearly a decade. It's designed to help creators and entrepreneurs build thriving online businesses with steady recurring income. Whether it's blogging, coaching, or podcasting, Kajabi makes it simple to transform your passion into profitable online courses, exclusive membership sites, and so much more. Over the years, Kajabi has been my rock, from hosting my signature courses like the Pinterest Lab to handling transactions without taking a single penny of my money. That's right. You get to keep 100% of what you earn. With Kajabi, you get powerful analytics, simple payment options, effective email marketing tools, and beautiful website templates that you can customize. And here's a little secret. You don't need a massive following to earn a great income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi who are making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers, and you can be one of them. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/goal. That's kajabi.com/goal. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion today at kajabi.com/goal. In Glennon Doyle's book, Untamed, she talks about what makes us brave in this beautiful story that stuck with me, and it comes to mind again and again long after finishing the book. Glennon took her daughters to get their ears pierced one day, and her youngest was ecstatic to hop on the chair and get both of her ears punctured with fresh new jewelry. She barely winced and was so thrilled to have her new piercings to show off. But Glennon's oldest daughter? She watched her little sister hesitantly, and when it was her turn, she quietly said she'd rather wait until another time. The ear piercer went on to tell her that she should be brave like her little sister had been, which promptly ticked Glennon off, her words, not mine. As they left the mall, Glennon pulled aside her oldest daughter and told her the ear piercer was flat out wrong. That being brave isn't about just doing something scary and overwhelming when your instincts are telling you not to. If that were the case, she wrote, then when her daughters became teenagers, then she'd have to send them off to high school parties and tell them to be brave and make harmful decisions and drink lots of beer. But doing scary things that don't sit right with us isn't the brave thing, thank goodness. Glennon wrote, to be brave is to forsake all others to be true to yourself. That is the vow of a confident girl. What a beautiful reminder that is. Glennon is full of those kinds of truths. Now, you're likely an adult. Some days are fantastic and you might feel on top of the world, right? But other days might be just short of terrible. And you're wondering how on earth you're going to make it through the muck. Guess what? You're brave whether or not you have the choice to be. You're brave every day that you show up in whatever capacity or energy space that looks like. You're brave when you stick to your values and listen to your body and follow your heart, even if it doesn't always feel like the popular thing to do. You're brave when you stand up for yourself. You're brave when you change your mind. But bravery aside, I totally understand how it feels to have passions that you aren't sure how to pursue or curiosities that kind of scare you a little. So what if I told you that pursuing those passions and poking around at those curiosities is actually the number one thing you can do to live a peace-filled, soul-feeling, dream-fulfilling life that you're incredibly proud of? It doesn't mean you need all the answers. Trust me, you'll never have them, and neither will I or anyone else. It just means you deserve to start testing, trying, experimenting, playing with, and finding new ways to pursue those ideas on your heart. Life is about constantly being a student and a practitioner at the same time. Always learning and growing, but not keeping our homework hidden in between the pages. We have to let our lessons breathe, grow legs, run around, get strong. We aren't meant to stand still and let life just happen to us. We're meant to go find it and go learn from it and seek more and more of it. As humans on Earth, we're always learning. Being stretched, pushing against gravity, evolving, and then contradicting ourselves. That's the best part. Those challenges, those are every single day impacting how we move forward. Those challenges are exactly what affect each and every piece of our identities. thinking small and refusing to go be students and practitioners of the lives we are all so gloriously lucky to live obviously isn't the key of living a big, full, satisfying life. We owe it to ourselves to try, to live our lives out loud, to honor our bodies, to find joy in each and every corner of the day. For some of us, maybe it does mean getting the guts and then doing the work and starting a business. For some of us, maybe that does mean facing the really messy pieces of your childhood and working through them with support, flipping them into muscles of strength. For some of us, maybe that does mean breaking up with a friend or a partner that hurts you. For all of us, that does mean starting on your own something. At the risk of this turning into one big advertisement for Glennon's book, Untamed, I want to share one more quote that has been transformational to me. It's one of the more profound things I've ever read, and each and every one of us could take something beautiful from it. Glennon writes, "We are alive only to the degree to which we are willing to be annihilated. Our next life will always cost us this one. If we are truly alive, we are constantly losing who we just were, what we just built, what we just believed, what we just knew to be true. If you are uncomfortable, in deep pain, agony, yearning, confused, you don't have a problem. You have a life. Being human is not hard because you're doing it wrong. It's hard because you're doing it right. You will never change the fact that being a human is hard. So you must change your idea that it was ever supposed to be easy," unquote. Let's just hold it there for a sec. So much of that fear of starting that so many of us feel or have felt stems from the idea that discomfort is scary and that it's all too hard to deal with. But like she says, it's supposed to be hard. Growth isn't supposed to be easy or quick. Why else would they call that feeling when your bones start to stretch growing pains? Growing pains are necessary. They mean you're still here. They mean you're still moving. They mean you're not done. Those growing pains are a beautiful, beautiful marker of life, and they won't start until you start. I also want to be aware of the fact that fear of starting stems from a lot of directions, and for a lot of us, it might be that fear of people judging you. You might worry that your mom will think your decision is stupid, that your neighbors or colleagues or old friends will secretly wish for you to fail, and that your competition will wait for you to make a mistake. That might be true. It very much might. That's where my girl Glennon comes in to finish with this. Studies prove that the more powerful, successful, and happy a man becomes, the more people trust and like him. But the more powerful and happy a woman becomes, the less people like and trust her. So we proclaim women are entitled to take their rightful place. And then when a woman does take her rightful place, our first reaction is, she's so entitled. We become people who say of confident women, "I don't know, I can't explain it. It's just something about her. I just don't like her. I can't put my finger on why," end quote. How ridiculously true is that? I should say it's painfully true. Like, it hurts. The whole double standard of the sexes is something that could be an entirely separate podcast episode in and of itself. And maybe it should be. But I want for you to focus on that one particular phrase. The more powerful and happy a woman becomes, the less people like and trust her. Zero in on this part of the statement. The more powerful and happy a woman becomes. Powerful and happy. Powerful happiness. I'd go ahead and say that there's a lack of a lot more important than the jeers or the laughs or the judgments. What do you think? At the same time, on the other side of that fear of being judged is a truth that I've learned the hard way in my own life and business. No one really cares about you as much as you do. No one is watching you as closely as you think they are. There will be trolls, there will be haters, there will be those with doubts that cut deeper than we'd like, but no one is refreshing your feed at all hours of the day. The biggest judge of your life? That's you. How about we make her proud instead of thinking she's safer in the shadows? Here's how it goes, friend. That feeling that you get when you make that girl proud is unlike anything else you've ever felt. That feeling when you show that little girl you once were how incredible she'll grow up to be, that's the best thing in the entire world. So I've said all of this to you for this reason and for this reason alone. You deserve the absolute best. And sometimes, most of the time, really, you have to be that one that gives the best to yourself. And when I say the best, I mean that peace and joy, that bravery, that powerful happiness, that pulsing in your throat and that beat in your chest is there for a reason. It's there because you're alive, a living, breathing miracle full of so much beauty and power to give this world. It's there because no matter the circumstances of your life, you've made it. You're here right now, enjoying a podcast. Your heart is still beating. Your blood is still pumping. Your neurons are still connecting. In a world where so many people aren't lucky enough to have made it so far, you have. Take advantage of each and every second you have with that beating heart. Take every chance you have to put that body, mind, and soul of yours to good use. So I'll leave you with this. Why not? Love, your friend rooting for you from the starting line, Jenna.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer care team is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.